This is the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your next toll tonight is KO4HKX. My name is Patrick, and my location is Penrose. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. The repeater is located atop Caesars Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of North Carolina, South Carolina border, near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet and is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic for the net? Please call KO4HKX. For any announcements or bulletins for the net, please call KO4HKX. Heard, we will now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the ride-to portion. And when you check in, I ask that you please key up, call net control or KO4HKX, release the key, and then wait just a second and see if you hear anybody else before you continue to check in. That will cut down on the doubling and help me make sure I get everybody checked in. So with that, we will start with our pre-net check-ins tonight. First, there is Mr. Richard, KC4PLT. He's down there in Pendergrass, Georgia. Next, we'd like to welcome John, KF4CKT. He's in Honeypath. Next, we'd like to welcome Miss Rebecca, N4UYB. She's in Monroe, Georgia. Then we'd like to welcome Patrick, KC4WGG. He's out of Rome, Georgia. Next is Richard, KE4VGN, out of Greenville. How about that, folks? Next, we'd like to welcome Douglas, KC4PIL. Next is Tony, N4DFM. He's out of Richmond, Virginia. Then we'd like to welcome Mel, K4XMR, out of Prosperity. Then we'd like to welcome KO4WTQ. That is Greg. He's in Greer. Next, we'd like to welcome Don, KG4PFI, out of Piedmont. Then we'd like to welcome Andy, WA4JJZ. He's out of Aiken, South Carolina. Next is Ben, KO4ZEW, out of Simpsonville. Then we'd like to welcome Miss Linda, KG4QLQ. She's out of Piedmont. I was wondering where that one at. That's usually up there with Don. Somebody jumped in between you. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Andy, KI4LZI, out of Table Rock. Next is Mr. Ryland, K4RYL, out of Greenville. Then we'd like to welcome Andrew, KR4AAZ, out of Greer. Next is Miss Christine, KQ4ZWS, out of Traveler's Rest. Then we'd like to welcome Brad, W4SBX. He's down there in Simpsonville. Then we'd like to welcome my friend and neighbor over here, KD4CTJ. And he makes his home in Etowah. Actually, I think he's over in Flat Springs or Flat Rock right at the moment. Then we'd like to welcome Dave, KB2BYQ, out of Easley. Then we'd like to welcome Miss Jamie, KR4FHX, out of Gaffney. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Gus, AA4GH, out of Ponte Gorda, Florida. Then we'd like to welcome Bill, KC4W, out of Anderson. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Leon, NC9V, and he brings along Miss Wendy, KE4DXJ, and they make their home up here in Hendersonville. Then we'd like to welcome Mick, KR4DMQ, and he's down there in Woodruff, and we want to see if we got any more. We do not. So that concludes our pre-net check-ins for tonight. And we do have an EchoLink station waiting, so we're going to give them priority and chance to check in. EchoLink stations only. EchoLink stations only. Please call KO4HKX.
Control. Again, 4 Zulu Echo Tango. This is Harry in Greenville. I'll be negative and negative. Thank you.
We'd like to welcome Mr. Harry, KI4ZET. He's down there in Greenville. Harry, good to hear you. Thanks for stopping by, sir, and checking in with me. Hope you have an awesome week this week, and stay warm in the morning. Looks like we're in for a cold day. At least up here. I don't know about down there. So with that, that concludes our pre-net check-ins and our echo links. So now we can move over to the RF section. And we'll start off the night with Alpha through Delta. Alpha through Delta, please call KO4HKX.
4HKX. Good evening, Mr. Patrick, Miss Elise, and Annette. Please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also, K3JOY. That's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're at home at Easley. No traffic, no chew tonight. Good evening to you and Miss Elise and all on the net.
Hey, Gary, KO4NUE. Hang around for a little bit and I'll answer your question.
That I'll be hanging around. KI4DOS, back to net.
4HX. Checking KR4DBR. Kilo Romeo 4 Delta Bravo Romeo. This is Bo in Easley, and I'll be negative and negative.
4HKX, please check in out of turn N2 SWJ. I'm down in Greer, and I'll be negative and negative.
KO4HKX from Blue Ridge 2 Internet. We'd like to welcome our Wednesday night net controller and keeper of all things swap. That's Mr. Gary, KI4DOS. And he brings along his pretty little bride, Joy, K3JOY. They made their home down there in Easley. Gary, good to hear you tonight. I hope you, Miss Joy, are doing well. And I hope you are staying warm down there this in the morning. And please tell her, Elise and I said hello. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Bo, KR4DBR. He makes his home down there in Easley also. Bo, good to hear you. And thanks for being there tonight. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Scott, N2SWJ. He makes his home down there in Greer. And Scott, sounds like you're in a box, or you're inside a tin can. So hope everything's okay, and good. Thanks for being here tonight. With that, we're going to pause right here and give our EchoLink stations priority. EchoLink stations only. EchoLink stations only. Please call KO4HKX.
KO4HKX. Please check in Kilo Golf 4 Whiskey November Papa. Landing via EchoLink, Traveler's Rest, in and out.
KO4HKX. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4 Yankee Hotel Yankee. It's Jim in Berea. Negative and negative.
KO4HKX from Blue Ridge 2 Internet. We'd like to welcome Mr. Landing, KG4WNP. He's down there in Traveler's Rest. And Landing, good to hear you tonight. Thanks for stopping by, sir. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Jim, KO4YHY. He's down there in Brea. And Jim, good to hear you also. Hope you both you gentlemen have an awesome week. With that, we're going to jump back over to the RF section and try Alpha through Delta. Alpha through Delta one more time. Please call KO4HKX. KO4HKX and Blue Ridge 2 Internet. With that pause, we're going to move on up to my favorite group tonight, which is Echo Through Hotel. Echo Through Hotel, please call KO4HKX.
4HKX. Evening, Patrick. Please check in Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November. KC4EZN, Harry N. Candler. Be safe when you're out tomorrow, Patrick. Negative and negative, and thanks.
KO4HKX from Blue Ridge 2 Internet. We'd like to welcome Mr. Harry, KC4EZN. He's over there, or up there in Candler for me. And Harry, good to hear you tonight. And one quick question. You going to go over to Sevierville Saturday?
Tell it no.
Well, going to see if you're going to be there. I'm planning on riding over anyway. But appreciate you being there tonight, and I hope you and the family have an awesome week this week. With that, we'll try one more time. Echo Through Hotel, Echo Through Hotel. Please call KO4HKX.
HKX, next. Number 4, Hotel, Hotel Charlie in 4HHC. Warren in Taylor's, negative and negative tonight. HKX. Perfect, thanks for running the net tonight. Please check in Kilo 4, Hotel November Romeo, K4HNR. This is Connor. I'm at home over in Greenville, and I'll be negative and negative. Thanks.
KX. All on the net. Appreciate you getting us together on Sunday night as usual, sir. Great to hear you. If you will, sir, please check in Alpha Kilo 4 Hotel Romeo, AK4HR. My name's Mike. My location is at home in Simpsonville tonight, Patrick. No comments, no traffic tonight. 73 to you and everyone on the net.
KO4 HKX, Simpsonville 2 meter net. Echo Link, I see you over there. I'll be to you shortly. And we'd like to welcome Mr. Warren, N4HHC. He makes his home down there in Taylor's. Warren, good to hear you tonight. Thanks for stopping by, sir. Then we'd like to welcome one of our Saturday night net controllers. That's Mr. Connor. You heard him last night calling the net. K4HNR, and he makes his home down there in Greenville. Connor, good to hear you. Hope you and Gabrielle are doing well, and everything's going good for y'all, and I hope y'all have a great week. Then we'd like to welcome our other Saturday night net controller. That's Mr. Mike, AK4HR. He makes his home down there in Simpsonville. Mike, good to hear you. Hope you and the family are doing well, and I hope everything's good for you this week. With that, we're going to pause right here and let our EchoLink stations have priority. EchoLink stations only. EchoLink stations only. Please call KO4HKX.
KO4HKX. KO4HKX. Patrick. Check in. Kilo Alpha 4. Papa Quebec Alpha. KA4PQA. Stephen in Greenwood. Good evening to yourself. And good evening to yourself in the net. Negative, negative.
We'd like to welcome Mr. Stephen, KA4PQA. Makes his home down there in Greenwood. And Stephen, I hope you and Miss Jennifer have an awesome week. Thanks for stopping by, and I hope y'all stay warm down there. With that, we're going to move on up to the next group, which is India through Lima. India through Lima, please call KO4HKX.
HKX. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. And I am James up on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. That's where I'm going to be negative and negative and saying 73s to each one of you.
For HKX. Please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4. Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out, please. Everybody have a good night. Thanks again, Patrick. 73.
4HKX. 4HKX. Good evening, Patrick. Please check in and out. Kilo Uniform Niner Juliet. KU9J. Steve in Hendersonville. Hope you're doing fine. And God willing, and the creeks don't rise, I'll be at Ingalls Saturday morning. Hope to maybe see you there, Patrick. Take care. This is KU9J.
HKX. Patrick, please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet, Kilo Victor. KO4JKV, this is Duncan in Asheville, and I'll be negative and negative.
HKX. Kindly check in Kilo 4, Lima, Whiskey, Echo. K4LWE, Larry in Piedmont, no traffic, no comment.
4HKX. Patrick, please check in Kilo Romeo 4, India Uniform Bravo, KR4, IUB. My name's Lenny, and I'm in Easley. No traffic, but I do have a question to ask during the rag chew. Thank you.
HDX, KO4HDX. This is Kilo 2, Lima, X-ray, Delta. This is Marsh up here on Callahan Mountain. We'll be negative and negative, just riding along this evening. Thank you for doing the net, Patrick.
KO4HKX, from Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome this fine group in here, and to start us off there is Mr. James, KK4JFO. He makes his home over there in Tuxedo. And James, good to hear you tonight. And I think it might be y'all's spring break. If not, be careful out there on the roads in the morning. Supposed to be cold and rainy. So be careful if you're going out on that bus. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Larry, KK4JBQ. And he brings along Miss Donna, KC4MFK. He makes a home in Greer. Larry, good to hear you. Hope you and Miss Donna have a great week. And thanks for the rack you there Friday night. Appreciate getting to talk to you there for a little while. Then
And we'd like to welcome Mr. Steve, KU9J. He makes his home up here in Hendersonville. Steve, good to hear you. I hope your wrist is doing well, but I will not be there this Saturday. I have other things to do, and I'm going to miss this Saturday. But I will make plans to be there the next month. And good to hear you tonight. And again, I hope your wrist is healing up well. Then we'd like to welcome our Monday night net controller. That's Mr. Duncan, KO4JKV. He makes his home up there in Asheville. And Duncan, I hope you and the family are staying warm up there. And thanks for checking in with us tonight. And I invite everybody back tomorrow night to come by and check in with Mr. Duncan, give him a good dose of Rider's Cramp. I know you'll enjoy his net. He always has a good one. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Larry, K4LWE. He makes his home down there in Piedmont. Larry, good to hear you tonight. Thanks for checking in. And again, I hope you and the family all have a great week. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Lenny, KR4IUB. He's down there in Easley. And Lenny, I got you down for a comment when we get to the RACQ portion, so I'll be back around to you shortly. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Marsh, K2LXD. And he's up there on the Callahan Mountain. And Marsh, good to hear you tonight. Hope you and the family are staying warm up there. Appreciate you checking in with us. All right, that concludes that group for that bunch of check-ins. But we will try one more time. India through Lima. Please call KO4HKX. This is KO4HKX. That pause. We're going to move on up to the next group, which is Mike through Papa. Mike through Papa. Please call KO4HKX.
Patrick, please check in. Kilo 4, Oscar, November, Oscar, Serena, and my husband, Kilo 4, Delta, Mike, Whiskey, Rick. We're both in Piedmont, both be negative and negative. And by telephone relay, please check in our daughter, Kilomite 4, Mike, Oscar, Quebec, Michelle, she's where Shoals, and she'll be negative and negative.
Please come back here and check in with me. We'd like to welcome Miss Lorena, KK4ONO. And she brings along Mr. Rick, KK4DMW. They make their home down there in Piedmont. And by telephone relay, she brings along their daughter Michelle, KM4MOQ. And she's down there in Ware Shoals. And Miss Lorena, it's good to hear you check in with me tonight. I don't get to hear that very often. But thanks for coming by and checking the family in, and I hope y'all are doing well. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. David, KF4NXY, and he brings along Miss Marie, AF4SX, and they make their home down there in southern Greenville County. And David, good to hear you tonight, and I hope you and Miss Marie have an awesome week, and thanks for being there, sir. Look forward to talking to you in the morning. With that, did we miss? If you didn't hear your call sign in that group, please come in here and check in with me. KO4HKX.
KX, please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo, KO4NUE. Name is Chad. Location is Campobello, South Carolina. And I'll be around for the RACQ tonight.
KX, please check in. WG4MC. This is Matt in Western Greenville County. 73 to all the net.
KO4HKX and the Blues 2 meter net. And we'd like to welcome Mr. Chad, KO4NUE. Makes his home down there in Campobello. And Chad, good to hear you. And I got you down for a comment. I'll be back to you shortly. Then we'd like to welcome our Thursday Night Net controller. That's Mr. Matt, WG4MC. Makes his home down there in Greenville. Matt, good to hear you tonight. I hope y'all are doing well down that way. And thanks for checking in with me tonight. I do appreciate that. And with that, we will try one more time. Mike to Papa. Mike to Papa. Please call KO4HKX. KO4HKX, the Blues 2-meter net. With that pause, we're going to move on up to the next group, which is Quebec to Tango. Quebec to Tango, please call KO4HKX.
KO4HKX. Good evening, Patrick. Thanks for calling the net. Please check in N0TR, November 0 Tango Romeo. My name's Tom, located in Greer. Good evening to you and all on the net. Now I'll be negative and negative, sir.
4HKX. Hello, Patrick. Please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec Lima Golf, KO4QLG. This is Chris in Liberty. And I will be negative and negative. Oh, Tom.
Good evening, Chris. You watch out for that weather coming.
Hey, X. If you would please check in out of turn. Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo. See it in Fletcher, North Carolina. I thank you for being there for us tonight. Oh, that's not magic. Good evening to all over there. We have no traffic, no comment. Good evening to all. Therefore, I will be back with it.
Face KX. Please check in November 4, Tango Lima Papa. N4 TLP. Terry. In Moore, South Carolina. Negative and negative. Good evening, Patrick.
This is KO4HKX for Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome this group in here. And first, there's Mr. Tom, N0TR. Makes his home down there in Greer. And Tom, good to hear you tonight. Please tell Miss Bernice that Elise and I said hello. And I hope y'all have a good week and stay warm in the morning. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Chris, KO4QLG. Makes his home down there in Liberty. And Chris, good to hear you. Hope you're doing well, and I hope you stay warm down there also. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Sid, W4IOE. He makes his home up here in Fletcher. Sid, good to hear you over here, and hope you and Miss Beverly have an awesome week. And for those of you that don't know, Sid calls the net on the 146640 machine. That does have a tone of 91.5. And it starts at 8 o'clock on Sunday night, so it's a great place to go over and get your radio warmed up and check in. There's a great group of guys and gals over there. They're very friendly, and I know most of them. And I know Sid would appreciate you coming by and checking in with him. And then we'd like to welcome Mr. Terry, N4TLP, down there at Moore. And Terry, good to hear you. Hope you and the family all doing well. And stay safe out there on the roads in the morning. It's supposed to be cold and rainy, I believe, is what they're saying for up here. But appreciate you being there tonight. And again, have a great week. All right, with that, we're going to move back up here and try one more time. Quebec to Tango, Quebec to Tango. Please call KO4HKX. This is KO4HKX on Blue Ridge 2-meter net. With that pause, we're going to move on up to the patient group tonight, which is Uniform 2 Zulu. Uniform 2 Zulu, please call KO4HKX.
KO4HKX. Kilo Quebec 4, Yankee Quebec India, KQ4YQI. This is Jose Mobile, and I'll be negative, negative. Thank you.
X. Please check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. My name's Tommy. Also, please check in Kilo Quebec 4. To be determined, KQ4TBD. That's Miss Angela. Both here in Southern Greenville County. Negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on net.
HKX. Check in Kilo Juliet 4 Yankee Echo Victor. KJ4YEV. This is Al in Gastonia. Good evening. I'll be negative and negative.
KO4HKX from Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome Mr. Jose, KQ4YQI. Makes his home down there in Greer. And Jose, good to hear you tonight. And please tell Dee that we said hello. And I hope y'all have a great week. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Tommy, K4XB. and he brings along Miss Angela, KQ4TBD. They make their home down there in Southern Greenville County. And Tommy, I hope you and Miss Angela have a great week, and thank you, sir, for being there tonight. And we'd like to welcome Mr. Al, KJ4YEV. He makes his home down there in Gastonia. And Al, good to hear you. And thanks for coming in here tonight. Appreciate you checking in with me. And then we have an Echo Link station that just popped up. So we're going to let them have priority. Echo Link station only. Echo Link station only. Please call KO4HKX.
KO4HKX. Good evening, Patrick. This is N2NVY, Jay out in Lake Lure. Having a hard time getting in via RF tonight, so I figured I'd come in over Echolink. I hope you and the family are doing good, and appreciate you calling that. I'll be in and out tonight, but I'll be monitoring. 7-3s, my friend.
KO4HKX or Blue Ridge 2 Internet. We'd like to welcome Mr. Jay, N2NVY. Take his home down there in Lake Lure. And Jay, hope you and the family and all are doing well, and staying warm over there. Appreciate you being there tonight, and thanks for getting on last night and playing around with JSA call with us, even though we didn't have much luck with it. Appreciate you being there doing that. All right, with that, we'll move back over to RF, and we'll try one more time. Uniform 2 Zulu, Uniform 2 Zulu, please call KO4HKX. All right, with that pause, we'll assume we got everybody for now. And we're going to open it up to the big group, Alpha 2 Zulu, Alpha 2 Zulu. If you got a letter in your call sign, please call KO4HKX. My call sign one more time, just a little bit slower. You're real scratchy coming in.
Kilo Bravo 2, Golf Uniform November.
Bill, appreciate that. We'd like to welcome Mr. Bill, KB2GUN. He's over there in Mills River. And Bill, good to hear you. Hope you've been doing well. Haven't talked to you in a while, but thanks for being there tonight.
KX. WD4DYH, Whiskey Delta 4, Delta Yankee Hotel. No traffic, no round table. Thank you for calling the net, and good evening to everyone.
4HXS. In and out, this is Kilo, Juliet 4, Bravo, Kilo India. Hope we're making it in. Y'all have a good man. In and out. Bedford.
4HKS. KS, could you please check in Kilo Romeo 4, Delta Zulu Uniform? This is Vern over Black Mountain. We'll be in and out. Thank you for calling the net. 73 to you and everyone listening.
KO4HKX, your Blue Ridge 2 Mirror Net. We'd like to welcome Mr. Johnny, WD4DYH. He's down there in Traveler's Rest. Johnny, good to hear you. Thanks for stopping by and checking in. Hope y'all have a great week this week and stay warm in the morning. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Jack, KJ4BKI. He's down there in Rock Hill. And Jack, you were making it in. You're a little bit scratchy, but not bad. Appreciate you being here tonight, and I hope y'all, you and your family have an awesome week. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Vern, KR4DZU. He's over there in Black Mountain. And Vern, good to hear you. I hope you and your family have a great week this week. And thank you, sir, for stopping by and checking in with me. I do appreciate it. With that, we'll try one more time. Alpha through Zulu, Alpha through Zulu. If you got a letter in your call sign, please check in with us, KO4HKX.
Okay. Check in, KR4KEF, Kilo Romeo 4, Kilo Echo Foxtrot, Scott in Simpsonville. And I'll be negative and negative as well. Thanks.
KO4HKX for Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. We'd like to welcome Mr. Scott, KR4KEF. He's down there in Simpsonville. Scott, good to hear you, and thank you for stopping by tonight and checking in with me. I do appreciate that. I hope you and your family have a great week also. And I think it was you that were telling me your wife went on the 40th birthday trip. Hope she made it back okay, and hope you had a good time with the kids this weekend.
Actually, I'm dealing with that on the phone right now. Her flight got canceled flying up to Charlotte here, so she's trying to get an alternate flight. There was major storms down in Orlando. There's storms coming, and it seems like it's a mess. So, but I appreciate you asking. Your 4KEF clear.
I hope you get everything worked out and she gets off safe and quickly. But I appreciate you being there with us tonight, taking the time out of your tonight to check in with me. All right, with that, like I said, if we can keep getting check-ins, we're going to keep trying. So all the way through the alphabet, Alpha through Zulu, Alpha through Zulu. If you got a letter in your call sign and want to check in, please call KO4HKX.
4HKX. Please check in Kilo Romeo 4, Echo, 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 KR4, EEE, Greg Mobile at Caesar said. I'll be negative and negative tonight.
KO4HKX, the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. We'd like to check in Mr. Greg, KR4EEE, and he is mobile up here in Caesar's Head, just above me, and he's on his way home. And Greg, you sounded good into the repeater, got a little bit of road noise with you, but that new antenna is working out great for you up that way. You'll have to let me know what it is next time I talk to you. But appreciate you being here tonight. Hope you and the family have a great week this week. All right, with that, we're going to try one more time, see if we get any more check-ins. Alpha through Zulu, Alpha through Zulu, all the way through the alphabet. If you got a letter in your call sign, want to check in, please call KO4HKX. That pause, we assume we got everybody for now, and this is KO4HKX, now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for check-ins. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the RAG 2 portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between RAG 2s. And first on the stump tonight is, let's see, that would be Mr. Lenny, KR4IUB. Please call KO4HKX.
4HKX, this is KR4IUB.
What's on your mind this evening?
Well, Simplex contacts here recently on the 146.520. And we all got to talking, and we were curious if anybody knows any other simplex frequencies that are popular in this area.
Well, that's the main one, 5-2, but that's pretty much the only one I know about, that simplex up here. There's a couple people have one they talk to on specific people, but I don't know what they are.
I was thinking, too, myself, that'd probably be the most common one, but... Yeah, okay. Yeah, I'm just checking. Thank you. KR4IUP.
KR4LZI portable.
Go ahead, Andy.
I hadn't heard a whole lot on these frequencies in recent times, but at one time, 146.58, 147.420, let's see, I also used to hear him down there. It was on 5-8, so where they were at. 147.505, some down here in Easland, Greenville used to get on there, but this is over a period of about, I guess, 20 years, so whether they're still that active, I don't know. And another thing, he was talking about doing simplex work. A lot of these summits on the air, people use 2 meter simplex as well, so he might want to consider that too. KI4LZI, back to net.
You want
to
copy that?
I was writing them down as he was speaking, as he was talking about them. Thank you, KR4LZI. KR4IUB.
Anything else we can help you with tonight? Anything else on your mind?
Pretty much it for now. Thank you for calling the net. You do a wonderful job, and I appreciate everybody. It's been really fun so far, and I look forward to learning more. Really appreciate it. KR4IUB, clear.
Well, Lenny, before you go, I know on Tuesday night, the first Tuesday night of the month, Mark does a simplex net before he calls his net. So you might want to come by Tuesday night and ask him about that information on that one. I know they use 146.52 as their starter place. So, like I said, come by this Tuesday night and ask Mark about that. He'll give you the information because they're not doing it till the 1st of April. So you got a chance to get everything squared away for you there.
Sir, I'm familiar with it. I was testing it the first Tuesday of this month, and I made sure to relay that information with the contacts I made today. Really appreciate it. It's a great time.
Thanks for being there tonight, and again, welcome to the hobby, and be careful and hide your wallet, because it will get away from you if you ain't careful.
I've been slowly doing it and making sure the wife doesn't get too upset. We're trying to play it smart. Really appreciate it. Thank you.
Roger that. Thanks for stopping by tonight and ragging to him with us for a few minutes, saying that anytime you got a question like that, just come by. We'll see if we can't throw it out there and find an answer to it. So with that, we're going to see if we got any more check-ins before I move on to Mr. Ted. Alpha 2 Zulu, looking for check-ins all the way through the alphabet. If you got a letter in your call sign, please call KO4HGX. This is KO4HGX in Blue Ridge 2-meter net. With that pause, we're going to move on to our next rag tour, and that's Mr. Ted, KO4NUE. Please call KO4HGX.
4HKX, KO4NUE, and KI4DOS, you on frequency?
At KI4DOS.
Well, I just gonna touch base with you. I know I talked with Patrick in the net the other night about the rifle competition today, and I can't get enough ibuprofen in me. I am so sore. I spent most of my career carrying a M16 on my back for about 7 or 8 pounds and complained my entire 20 years of service. Never again. I carried a 20-pound rifle all day today, and it did not go well. I mean, I did well for a first-time shooter, but I'm sore. I'm really sore, and I got hollered at a lot today. So that's how it went.
I'm glad everything went well. Sorry you got yelled at, and carrying around a 20-pound rifle, that's going to weigh on you a little bit. I don't know how much walking you did, but I imagine if you're shooting the kind of distance you were talking about, that's quite a bit of walking around.
Well, I got paired up with a Vietnam veteran today. This is a kind of a national competition, and there's a lot of ex-military in there and that kind of thing. But most of them are not military. They're just, you know, precision shooters. And I spent probably 6 or 8 months shooting off of a bench out to 1,000 yards and got really good at it. But today, there wasn't no sitting on a bench today. I don't even know how to describe it. First position, for example, there's 10 stages, and the first position, you walk up to the shooting platform, which was the old deuce and a half, off of the front bumper, and then you got to get in the back of it and shoot out of the back of it. I got paired up with a Vietnam veteran, ex-Marine, former Marine, and he first 5 minutes, he didn't say much the whole time, but he looked at me and he said, "You gonna be one of these fellas I gotta holler at all day?" And I said, "Well, I do respond to that." And he says, "Okay, so we got the bar set, so." I got the playbook, and the first stage reads like this. The shooter will start with all gear in hand, magazine in, bolt in the rear position, from the designated start position and engage a moving target with 3 rounds. Then a stationary target left to right with 1 round each from each of the firing positions on the deuce and a half. The shooter will change positions and repeat the engagement. The first target, moving target, was 682 yards, and the second target was 444 yards. And I got hollered at real quick because I didn't do too good on the moving target. I did hit it twice, but the Marine got up there, the old man got up there, and he says, "Let me show you how to do this." He said, "You got to trap it, You got to wait on it. You can't lead it. So he taught me some tricks, you know, and I spent all day with him, and that was a real pleasure. But we ended up shooting 10 stages. The closest target was 444 yards. The longest target was 1,065 yards. No bipods, no benches. I'd shoot off the ground, off the bumper of a truck or a fence post or a tree limb or whatever. So, what do you got to say about that before we go any further?
Hey, good for you, because I'm used to using a shooting rest out of the, off the tree stand. Got a rest right in front of me. That's where I'm used to shooting any distance from, but I can't imagine shooting out 1,060-something yards.
The RO, he reads the play, he reads the you know, what you got to do to you, and, you know, you can't. I looked at him when he read it to me. I just looked at him. He said, "Do you understand the course of fire?" And I said, "Huh?" And he said, "Next." So I got cycled back, and that's when I got paired up with the former Marine. And he said, you gonna be one of these I gotta holler at all day, right?" But anyway, he got me straight, and my goal was to not get disqualified. And there were eight people disqualified today. And not to come in last. So I met those goals. I got a lot of work I need to do, but it's not the rifle. The rifle did exactly what it was supposed to do. It's all me, you know. I gotta get better at some things. But all in all, I placed 90th out of I don't know, it's over 150 shooters, I think, which doesn't sound good, but it's really not bad, you know, with that level of competition. It was really difficult. It was way above my skill level, but that's okay. I know where to start now and know what I need to start working on. So it was a fun event. It really was. It was very interesting.
Like, and I know when you was telling me about it there Friday night, I was pretty intrigued by it. But sounds like the one you need to work on, the immediate one, is getting in shape a little bit to handle the carrying the rifle around.
Yeah, no doubt. I went and bought some new boots for the competition, and I shouldn't have done that. Feet are pretty sore. But total stats are... Overall placement was 90 out of 149 shooters. My total hit rate was 21%. Total shots fired was 82 out of 103. And there were 21 no shots, which basically I ran out of time or did not understand the direction of fire. So, and then it gives, you know, the scores for each stage, but it's not so much about shooting. It's you gotta understand the sequence to shoot in, and if you get the sequence out, you get points taken away. So for me, it was safer if I didn't understand the direction of fire. It was safer to take a zero than a negative. So, I got to get better at listening. That's number one.
KO4 HKX and a Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Well, I imagine we could all use a good case and class and listening more instead of talking so much. But, you know, that's why we got into radio, is we like to talk.
Absolutely, it's KL4NUE. One other thing I noticed today was we had two stages that we had to shoot over water. There's a big pond
and the targets were on the far end of the pond. And I could not control the bullet. I mean, once it leaves the barrel, you can't control it, period. But it was just not predictable. I don't know what I'm gonna do about that. I don't know how to. Everybody else was able to manage it somehow, but I don't know. Some of the water, I guess, humidity or something coming off of the water, just changed the direction, the path of the bullet. So I don't know what I'm gonna do about that, but I'll figure it out one way or another.
So you'll get it figured out there. And I'm sure that Marine took it easy on you after he found out you were in the Army. I know how you guys are.
No, and he did tell me at the end of the day. He said, I'm going to give you my cell phone number. He said, don't you call me. He said, you need some work. He said, but you didn't come in last place, and you didn't get disqualified. So he said, you workable, he said. So I guess I'll take that. So I'll give him a holler next week, and he said he'd work with me and kind of teach me some things, some tips or tricks. But, he said, I didn't mean to holler at you today. He said, but I can tell you're not easily motivated. So he had me pegged pretty quick. But I met one guy today. The rifles were, just amazing pieces of machinery. Some of them were, one guy was, he had about an $11,000 rifle. And I can't compete with that kind of stuff. But, the winner took it with a off-the-shelf Savage today, So it's not all about the gun. It's about, about the shooter, I guess. But, he scored 100% on all 10 stages. And I for the life of me, I cannot figure out how he did that. 105 seconds with all those shots. That's just so, it blows my mind.
Comment?
Go ahead.
I want to know what caliber rifle you had at those ranges. I would say 30-06. And what rifle did you have? 40XB, Remington, or something like that, Chet?
Yeah, so I started off, well, I bought a Bregera 308, and I spent about 6 months with the rifle, and I just absolutely disgusted with it. I lost confidence in the rifle. I even went to reload to try to match the rifle, and I could do good with it up to about 750 yards. I was very predictable and efficient with it, but I could not control past 750, and I, spent my whole career with 308. So I went and took a class, and had a competition shooter spend the day with me, and he just told me right up front. He said, "You're not going to compete at those ranges with a 30 caliber. It's any 30 caliber. You're not going to do it." And I didn't believe it. So we went to the 1,000-yard range, and he proved it to me real quick and showed me why. So, 30-06 and 308 goes transonic about 750 yards, and after that, you can't control what the bullet does. So I went 6.5 Creedmoor, and I won't ever shoot a 308 again. It's an amazing just how accurate the rifle is up to 1300. And like I said, Tom, I've spent my whole career with 308.
Well, that's very interesting. I thought with boat tails they would do a little better than that after 750. The Navy shooting range, we shot 1,000 yards, my God, and The targets were huge bullseyes, and the rifles were all shot out, of course, at the rifle range, but they were M1A1s. But I read a little bit about that 6.5 Creedmoor, and I'd have to agree with you, Chad. Well, I really enjoyed hearing you tonight. Don't be a stranger, and thanks for letting me jump in there and ask that question. I'll let you go back to KO4HKX.
Yeah, roger that, Tom. I do need to come by and visit. I've been playing it to you, but just trying to figure out how I'm going to explain it all to you. But I guess I just need to lay it all out on the table, I guess.
Kind of clairvoyant. I know more than you think, and we still love you, don't you, buddy?
Yeah,
miss you. Did you hear that?
I love you too, Bernice.
All right, back over to Patrick. Thanks for answering my questions, and that's extremely interesting. I can't imagine shooting those Rangers. That's a miracle. Go ahead, Patrick.
KI4LZI. Ask Chad a question, since I hadn't heard him in so long. You aware of what happened to Walt K4OIM?
Yeah, I talked with his daughter shortly after he passed, and I hate that.
Okay, I didn't know if you was aware or not. He kind of caught me off guard there. I hadn't heard him in so long, and I figured that. Back to net, KI4LZI.
KO4HKX from Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Hello, Chad. I'm glad you had fun, and can't beat yourself up too bad. It was the first one, if I remember correctly, and it's all a learning experience, right?
Yes, I had to get out of the house and find something to do, and I decided I'd go to one of the local ranges and try some long range stuff. I think the longest I've ever shot was, probably 400 or 500 yards, and just not very accurate with it. But this has been quite a journey. I mean, I've been at it now for about 9 months, I guess, and me and Chris kind of started off together. I just wanted to get out to 500 predictably, and be predictable with it. And once I got there, then I wanted to go further. So 2 weeks ago, I did a one-mile challenge. I've entered in two competitions at 1 mile and made both of those competitions. You don't really, you win a coin and a certificate, But the first time, it took me 2 shots to get on a one-mile target. That's a 18-inch plate at 1 mile. And the first competition was, took me 2 shots, and then the second competition, I made it first shot. So I got pretty good with it, and got overconfident, and that's what the day was all about. It kind of humbled me a little bit. But there's nothing wrong with being humbled, That just shows you where your weak spots are and where you need to work. But I shot off of a small sandbag all day today, laid the sandbag on the platform and then nestled the rifle in it, and I did not do well. But that's okay. I'll enter into the next one and get better. Like Chris told me today. At being 90th out of 150, they've nowhere to go but up. So, hey, I'm not ashamed. I did my best, and I just need to work on things a little bit, and that's okay.
KO4HKX and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Well, Chris has always got a way of humbling you, that's for sure. He's always got something.
He waits till you get him 4 or 5 times, and then when he decides he's gonna get you, he goes for the jugular.
I think I remember something about marks on a door. I think I remember something about that.
Yeah. Marks, and I do.
It's still on the door.
Had to bring it up because he'll know he's still out there listening. Had to get a little jab in on him.